Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Brooke, a funny thing happened to me last night.
Yeah?
It was Valentine's Day, of course, and I mean, you know me. Maybe every now and then I get a little bit too caught up in the rat race. You know, I'm a bit too focused on my career. I don't give enough time to the people who love me. It's just one of those tough lessons that I've got to learn.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hanging out at my house and all of a sudden I hear a bit of a commotion outside. When I go out the front, I see this chubby guy on my roof. And I say, "Hey, buddy, what are you doing up there?" And the guy gets so startled that he slips off the roof and breaks his neck.
That's awful.
Well, that's when I realized, Brooke, the guy's dressed exactly like Cupid. He's got a little nappy on. He's carrying a bunch of arrows. I mean, it's not my fault he fell. But still, before you know it, I'm putting on the nappy. My belly blows out. I'm losing a bunch of my hair. And suddenly, I've got a real itch to do some archery.
That explains your new look this morning.
That is horrible. That is mean. I've become Cupid, though.
You've become Cupid.
Legit. I nicked your dad with one of my arrows. DJ Whitey, I got him.
Right.
Swiped a lot of roses from Rustin's in the dead of the night. Let me tell you that much. And it's just my life now. I'm going to lose custody over Charlie. My ex-wife thinks I'm
Bob,
just crazy.
This sounds like the plot to the Santa Claus.
Oh, no. I keep doing this, Brooke. It's happened again. I've confused my life with the Santa Claus.
So none of this happened or it
no,
did happen?
No, you're right. No, it didn't happen. This is just like that time I became the Shaggy Dog. It's
Oh, Bob, go take the diaper off and then we'll be right in the world.
I'm sorry, Brooke.